Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Cincinnati Reds, they were swept by the Reds in that three-game series in 4 days with that off day on Tuesday, but they were swept, losing 1-0 today. 1-0. And at this point, yes, you don't want to get swept, Clint. But where they are right now, and they're sitting 5 games up on the Mariners right now, as the Mariners look to try to get above 500. That's where the Mariners are right now. They're looking to try to get above 500. They lead the A's 4-2 in the sixth. But you're still 5 games up on the Mariners, 4.5 or 5.5, depending on how that turns out. So you feel pretty good, maybe, what, 22, 21 games left. You feel pretty good about where you are and getting into the postseason. So a lot of it you can look at the things that really matter. Hey, sometimes you're not going to swing the bats well, and you know, a team and a pitcher may get hot, and you may lose 1-0. But I think the big piece is we're getting later and later in the season, and Hunter Brown comes in and gives you no-run baseball over 6 innings, and he continues this run that he has been on since June. I believe June is when he won Pitcher of the Month or something. I think it was that month. He has been on this run where he has just been one of the best pitchers in baseball. Him and Framber have been two of the best pitchers in baseball in the second half. He has another big start today. I think that's bigger, especially coming off of what the Reds did to Spencer Getty the night before. I think that is bigger than just, hey, you got swept in Cincinnati. That's a bigger, more important deal that Hunter Brown continues to roll.
I think the Astros have positioned themselves where we can talk about silver linings.
Yep.
You know, we can talk about positives in a series where they got swept by the Reds. And I agree, whether we're looking at Verlander throwing 107 pitches in the first game against the Reds, although it wasn't real pretty, you get 107 pitches clearly. Clearly, the distance is not a problem, right? Number one. Number two, Spencer Arrighetti. It was so bad that I feel like Spencer Arrighetti was probably tipping pitches at that point in time. But I don't want to let that one game minimize what Spencer Arrighetti has done because he was being mentioned before that game in the same on the same graphics as Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez. And so I'm not going to let that one game where clearly the wheels came off in the first inning. I'm not going to minimize what he's been able to do to date because of that. It's going to take a lot more. And then, like you said, Hunter Brown just keeps on keeping on, man. And by the way, you say Kikuchi is a guy that is being looked at right now as the best acquisition at the trade deadline.
I love Kikuchi!
Thank you for that. Yes.
So, I mean, you've got
– you're welcome.
I know it was a rough series. I know Spencer Arrighetti was bad for whatever reason. But boy, I'm not going to let this series minimize or diminish what they've been able to do today.
Well, and with Spencer Arrighetti in particular, I think you can look at it, and that's not really his fault. That's Tyler's fault. I think this is one where we could look at this and put it on Tyler.
That's
like,
silly.
You know, I'm just saying, last year we've all agreed that the debacle that happened in Charlotte between the Panthers and the Texans, you know, that was not really on the Texans.
Ain't happening in Minnesota, son.
That was on you showing up. And yesterday, Tyler, I mean, you could not have been more confident. I mean, you were definitive.
I mean, do you blame me, though? I mean, it wasn't. I mean, no one saw that crap coming. Are you kidding me?
Listen, I said it yesterday, and I say it here. It was a good bet. I heard John Lopez giving it to you, but he also said it was one of those bets that made sense, understanding why you were salivating over it. But damn, Vegas is good. They know something all the time.
Shoot, that's better than being good because
they leered Joe ahead.
Two-thirds of an inning, bro? Holy
Well, you know, the beautiful thing about it is at least Tyler, they didn't flirt with us, man. At least they just went ahead and let us down, man. Right to me, don't flirt, man. Don't tease me. They just flat let us down right out.
I mean, the entertainment value would have been better for a while if they would have at least flirted with
it. No. If you don't take $100 from me, just walk up and snatch it.
Because we're sitting in there
early. Don't dangle me along now.
We're sitting there early as we're about to leave, and Clint's like, damn, man, they are hitting him. And then Clint said, well, the good thing is he's only thrown 13 pitches through four batters. So, cool, we're good. I thought maybe he gets out of it, maybe he settles down. And now you're just playing for the strikeout.
Yeah, he had three walks too, man. I mean, that was rough.
And even like what that first out was, or that second out was tattooed, just hit to somebody. But nah, man, my man threw 38 pitches in one inning that he didn't even complete was just out of control. Somebody on YouTube and Twitch, hell yeah, that was on Tyler. But I still think people trust you. I don't know, your locks have been a little shaky. I will say that.
It's just because the two Clint followed that those two didn't hit, so now they're all blown
three,
up.
But there's been three. But
name them.
Look, I mean, I can't think that far.
That's convenient.
I'm just telling you, there's been three. I've been counting them.
I need some evidence.
But here's the deal, T. I told you, T. I mean, the overall bet and the overall bet's tremendous. You got to stop with the locks, man.
No, my locks are fine. My percentage hit on my locks is actually really good. Y'all just got on the wrong ones, man. I mean, there's no denying last night was that's horrendous. I mean, I said it was the lock of the month, and it was done before the first inning was over.
Yeah.
So I'm not hampering that at all.
This wouldn't have been that bad if you didn't put the month and the what'd you say the lock of the week, and then you said no, that ain't good enough.
Maybe
Jack.
The month.
That's how I felt about it in my heart, man.
It's the month. Oh, I know it, man. And you went with it, man. I
don't BS the Drive family on betting advice.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I almost did it. I almost did it.
But Bashani was trying to get me to it. He was like, "Damn, glad I didn't."
See, that's why you can't do that thing he wants you to do right there, man.
We got to talk about that at some point.
I wouldn't have been able to live with that. I got it. Someone said, Ron, not at all on T-Mill. Bagwell is god-awful to listen to. The arrogance, you'd think he was Ted Williams. So
that's what I'm saying, man. It's the arrogance. I mean, it just drips off the dude's lips.
It just became arrogance because he was arrogant about Jose Abreu. That's what.
And I mean, maybe he should be a little arrogant. He is a Hall of Famer. Like, just I hear his voice now and I get peeved, man. I'm like, man, something about this guy. I just want to punch him in the throat.
Because you keep seeing, I think all of you keep seeing Jose Abreu. That's what it is. And maybe Rafael Montero with his back turned. That's what you see the face of. of Abreu, and Abreu turn around with his, or Montero with his back to you. That's what you see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.